Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw here at ILTM North America with a familiar face, Simon Mayle, who's the event director, and this is the first time we've seen each other in person for quite some time, and we were in the middle of this event, which has been great, and we're going to talk about ILTM North America and give you a little preview of ILTM itself, and you'll kind of find out all about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Well, Simon, first of all, it's great to see you in person. We've done a lot of virtual stuff recently, but we're here. We're here. It's been a great event. Let's talk about this event. What's your feeling about it?
It's incredible, absolutely incredible, just to see the emotion on people's eyes, the emotion when they get to reconnect with old friends, new contacts, and just feel like things are really returning back and we're going to start to see the world spinning again. And it's nice to have hope and joy back in our lives and to be talking about the future and not about the past.
So absolutely, I totally agree. Now give us the numbers. How many people are here?
Sure, we're really thrilled. So we have 250 of the world's best hotels, destinations, and luxury travel experiences, and they're coming from 50 countries. We have 250 advisors from 140 cities across North America, 75% coming from the US and Canada, and 25% coming from Brazil, half of which are here for the very first time. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, there are 13,500 pre-scheduled appointments happening. And those appointments are 15 minutes long, and they're genuine conversations about what's happening in the future and what's new with the property or the destination that are represented here.
No, it's great. I unfortunately, they got me sequestered here in the press room, and we've been going through our own little meetings and press conferences and roundtables and things like that. It's been great, but we just actually finished them, and I have a chance maybe to go over and just see what they're doing on the other side of the floor. But it's this is now, I can't believe it. I think this is my ninth time here, right?
Correct, absolutely correct. And when you get over to the main ballroom, you stand in that corner of that ballroom, and you look across all these beautiful products, having these great conversations with these great advisors. That's my favorite thing to do here. So sneak out of the media center, get across there and do that. I will see you back here next year 100% for our 10th anniversary.
Yeah, the 10th anniversary, absolutely. But it's great to be back here. You are in Mayakoba. I assume we'll be back here again in Mayakoba. You just keep coming back, right?
It's magic. It's really magic, and we say it's doing business in paradise, and it really is. You start the day with morning yoga, sunset yoga, and then you finish it with the party on the
beach. Are you out there doing yoga?
I have seen
you have seen it. I think you and I will go take a look tomorrow morning, and we'll take a look. It sounds wonderful. I heartily endorse it, but no, I haven't done that, unfortunately.
You'll find me on a bike. I cycle through the resort, but stretching, I will save that for post-event.
I know. You and I are getting a little older. Maybe we've got to start this stretching thing a little bit more in depth, because I think I need it.
Yeah, and I'll probably see you here at the 20th anniversary of this event.
It'll still be the same question. Did you see the yoga? Yeah, I saw the yoga.
Exactly.
Now, we also do incredible events. We had the opening reception. We're going to have the closing party. And there are all these other events in and around it, too, with dinners, suppliers hosting dinners. There's all these other events around the big event, right?
That's the joy of Mayakoba, because you have four stunning hotels here. So you've got the Rosewood, you've got the Andaz, you've got the Banyan Tree, and of course here the Fairmont. Banyan Tree tonight is doing a party at the beach to show off its new beach.
I just heard this. Nobody told me. Now I got to go over in there. But I think I'm invited to a press event at Rosewood.
And the joy is you can walk straight down the beach from the Rosewood to the Banyan Tree and arrive at the party right after dinner. So that is exactly the beauty of Mayakoba and doing an event here.
I think I'll have to do that. In fact, Banyan Tree was the first place I stayed here 9 years ago. That was the original one. Most of the time I'm at the Fairmont, one time at the Andes, but Banyan was the original place, I know.
And I think I'm right in saying the best thing about Banyan Tree is the entry-level rooms all have a plunge pool, which is pretty special.
I remember my entry-level room, or it wasn't even an entry-level room. They gave me some villa down by the beach, and I was like, why bother? I'm never here. I'm here. I'm doing the events. But it's been a marvelous event. I'm staying for the whole time this time. I had a lot of great meetings, like all of the travel advisors do. So it really is a great, it's a satellite event for ILTM. And let's talk about that, because it's only, 10 weeks away? We have ILTM Con in the first week of December, right?
10 weeks next Monday, absolutely. So we're 10 and a half weeks right now, and we are super excited. There is no event like ILTM in Cannes, and it is going to be the most special reunion of the industry this year.
And so what are you predicting in terms of attendance?
I think we're around about 1,200 world's top travel destinations hotels and 1,200 travel advisors from.
That's a pretty good, it's a great number, and you're sort of usual what you have, right?
It's not far off at all, and definitely so. Yeah, over 2,500 people together in Cannes again will just be phenomenal.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I just signed up. I got the registration opened up. I'm ready to go. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it was one of the last events I went to before COVID, the big ones. It was even before we knew what COVID was, right?
Exactly. That was my last event too, December 2019. And what an event it was. I remember closing that event, being there and just thinking, we're closing the best year ever. 2019 was phenomenal. But we've got great new things to look forward to, and I can only imagine how much this industry is going to boom and the critical importance of events. I'm talking to a lot of people here who are certainly saying that events are going to be so much more important than ever in reuniting people, because you know, office visits may not be as feasible as they were before, a lot of people working remotely. So events in terms of reuniting people, whatever event it may be, will be really critical.
Well, I know that the events I've been to so far, like Virtuoso, like American Society of Travel Advisors, and I began the year in March with the World Travel and Tourism Council, that everybody was so glad to be back together again, and that's been really the theme throughout, and I think that the rest of my fall is pretty much full of events like that, and it will culminate with ILTM and Cannes, which I'm really looking forward to this year, because it seems like, you know, almost a mirage that with this the past year, and now here we are. It's almost 2 years. It is 2 years since Cannes, and now we're here. We're back here first, which was a good preamble, and it's been an amazing show. And then we're getting ready for ILTM Cannes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was at dinner last night with Karen McCarthy from Virtuoso, and we're so excited to have them and all the advisors coming to Cannes, and Matthew, of course. So it's going to be a wonderful reunion of everyone from all across the world. So yeah, we cannot wait.
Absolutely. Now, anything else you'd like to tell our 90,000 travel advisors out there, many of whom specialize in luxury?
Absolutely. So other than ILTM, as you well know, James, we have Proud Experiences, which is our event for the travel industry that's looking to improve the experience of the LGBTQ right. traveler. So we'll be back in New York in June 2022 from the 27th to the 29th of June.
At the One Hotel again?
Absolutely. The One Hotel, Brooklyn Bridge in June, overlooking Manhattan. And right before NYC Pride, I believe, as well.
No, that's great. And it's an event, again, that's been postponed a few times, but you're going to be back next spring. Great time to be in New York. So here you got it, ILTM. And I think you're doing some stuff with the World Travel Market, too. So you got a lot on your plate lately, right?
Yeah, I'm responsible for World Travel Market Latin America, which basically brings the world to Brazil and sends Brazilians to the world, but covers much more beyond just the luxury travel industry with that show.
Well, I'm sure in the old days you say, oh my, another event, and now it's like, yeah, another event, we're back, right?
Exactly. No, definitely. We are so thrilled. The hardest thing for me the past 2 years has just been not doing what I love. And I feel so good to be back doing what I love.
Well, Simon, it's great to see you in person. We're looking forward to seeing you in Cannes and then all the other shows in Proud and back here a year from now in Mayakoba, which will probably be bigger and better than ever, right?
See you in Cannes.
Absolutely. See you in Cannes. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.